Okay, we started to discuss yesterday the Mishnah Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, of course, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the last two lines of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im yesham tfisas yad shabal abayis ena oser." If the Baal HaBayis has a tfisas yad has a hands literally in the area in the rishus, it does not aser. Meaning, let's say there are 10 people that live in a chatzer, and one of them owns all of the houses, and he has certain rights in all of the houses. So then, all those houses are somewhat considered his, and therefore there was no eruv that is needed. There's an important Rashi on the Mishnah that we read it yesterday. If you look at Rashi, "Im yesham tfisas yad shel Baal HaBayis," says Rashi, "Sheyesh lo Baal HaBayis makom b'tiraso shel zeh." The Baal HaBayis has place in this house, "Shenosin sham kelev lahatznia," that he could put his kelim to keep there, to hide there. So he has makom there in the dira. Okay, we'll come back to that in a little bit. So says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mesham Tfisas Yad Vachulu. Heichi Dami Tfisas Yad. What does it mean, Tfisas Yad? That he has literally a grabbing of the hand. So what does Tfisas Yad mean? So the Gemara first says, Kigon Chatzero Shal Ben Bunyas. Right, on the side, it takes out the first Bunyas. Like the Chatzer of Bunyas, Ben Bunyas, who was a very rich man, that he always had items. Rashi says, Ashir Haya, Umashu Batam Sheba Chatzer Lacherim. He always used to give out and rent things out to others, and he had a lot of Kalim in there. In the houses, so it's like Ben Bunyas, like he had Tfisas Yad in all of his houses. Also, look, I'm into Rebbe. One time, Ben Bunyas came in front of Rebbe. Omar Lahu, Rebbe said to the people that were there when Ben Bunyas came, "Pinu Makom Ben Meyamana, move aside for this $1 million man, Ben Meyamana, for this hundred, like a man worth 100 mana." So also in the Shachrina, then somebody else came. And Rebbe said, "Amar lahu, pnu makom ben matayimana, make room for this $2 million man, ben matayimana," as if this guy is like, you know, he's a very rich man, he's a adam chashiv, so you got to make room for him. Amar lefanav, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, "Rebbe, aviv solzeh, yesh lo elof sfinos bayam, ukenegdan elof ayaras bayabasha." Rebbe, how could you say this guy is richer than Ben Bunyas? You know what Ben Bunyas has? His father has 1,000 boats in the yam and 1,000 cities on the dry lands. So the Maharet Chayes says, "Der Guzma." Oh, I mean, 1,000. So how can you say this guy? He's only worth $1 million man. He's a $2 million man. So Amalo, Rebbe says, "Look, Shakatikia eats a laviv." So Rebbe says to his Talmud, when you get to Ben Bunyas' father, Emarlo, give him this message. "Al tishagriya b'kelem halolo l'fanai." Don't send him in these clothes in front of me. Rashi says he wasn't wearing clothes that fit who he was. And therefore, Rebbe didn't realize his level of Ashirus. And therefore he says, you know, don't let him wear these types of clothes. And what's going on here? Some suggest that Ben Munias, he was, again, he didn't want to be Matal Kinna, he didn't want to create jealousy amongst others, so he didn't dress as well as he could have dressed. But Rebbe would say to him, but I'm an Ashir also. Read the Gemara, we know from other Gemaras that Rebbe and Antoninus were tremendous Ashirim. And, you know, Rebbe was saying, when you come to me, you don't have to hide anything. I'm also an Ashir. I'm not going to be Miskana. I'm not going to be jealous. Instead, he's telling him that he shouldn't be hiding anything. Okay, now three lines related to this before we get back to Erevin. Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe Akiva Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva gave honor and respected Ashirim. As Rabbi Marmari says, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim, Chesed Ve'emes Man Yinsaruhu. So literally, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim, the world would be set up in front of Hashem. Chesed Ve'emes Man Yinsaruhu. Chesed Ve'emes Man, so the Gemara is darshaning that man hears from the word like mon, a portion. When everybody gets does chesed and gives a portion, Yinsaruhu, so they will guard, they will guard him or he will guard them, like the rich people will help give a portion to the poor people, or you should guard the people who do the chesed. Emasai Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim, when will the world be set up in front of Hashem and settled? Bizman Shechesed Ve'emes Man Yinsaruhu, when chesed is done and everybody's taken care of, and therefore because of these Ashirim give tzedakah and take care of others, that's why they deserve our respect. There's a chida that says that if somebody is, actually we'll get to the chida in a minute, let's go step by step. There's a good first is Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Galyoni Hashas here by Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. So if you look on the bottom left of the Amud, he quotes a Likuti Maharil who says the following pshat. What do you mean, Rebbe Mechaber Ashirim? The Yish Lomar Mitoch She Rebbe Atzmo. This is very an unusual Gilyon Hashas to have more than six words. But now he's actually something that he's telling us a little vart. She Rebbe Atzmo Haya Asher Muflag. Since Rebbe was very rich, Lakach Here Gal Atzmo Lachaber Ashirim. Because he was very rich, he was very accustomed to giving kavod to other Ashirim. Why? Kedei Lehislami La'am Sheichadu Gamken Oso Bishvil Ashro. The low Bishvil Taraso. Rebbe knew that his Talmidim were going to be Mechavidim, but he didn't want to take Kavod for his Torah. So he tried to teach his Talmidim to give Kavod to all the Ashirim in the city. So then they'll give him Kavod because he was an Ashir, not because of his Torah. He was always rugged to be Mechavid Ashirim so that everybody can be Mechavid Ashirim and everybody can be Mechavid him too. And everybody can be Mechavid him not because of his Torah, but because of his Ashiris. If you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Avos on the Mishnah of what Mishnah relates to this in Perek Dalid, where the Mishnah says Rabbi Tzadok Omer Lo Tase Matar Lehizgadol Bahem Lo Kodem Lachper Bahem, you're not allowed to use Torah for Kavod. Again, so the first half of the Mishnah talks about the Rambam talks about something else, but the second half of the Mishnah where the Rambam says V'lamali Laharech B'inyan Zeh. Why by being Marek regarding this issue about taking cover for Torah? Hareini Maskiras Amaisa Shenizkav Nisbar B'Talmud. I'm going to tell you two stories from the Gemara. V'harotzelis Vakeach Ulahachish Yasek Yersono. If you want to still believe in your other views, that's fine with me. And at the end of these two Maisa, the Rambam says V'shem Asiyos Elu Mashtikim Kol Mitvakeach V'Inyan Zeh. These two stories close everybody's mouth, whoever's arguing with me on this issue. What are the two stories? So he quotes two of them, two very unusual stories, amazing stories. One from the Gemara in Nedarim, on Taf Samach Beis. Maisha, he quotes it in Hebrew. Maisha, not in Hebrew, he wrote this in Arabic. I'm using Rav Kapach's translation into Hebrew. Maisha, bish echad shayilo karen, there was a man who had a vineyard. Vahiyubo, may Allah ganavim. And the ganavim that the whole season were stealing his grapes. Right, they were always less, and he was sure that one of the listim coming, and he was very upset about this. Until it was the end of the season, there were only a few straggly grapes left on the ground, and Rabbi Tarfon, who went there, you know, and he went to take some of the grapes from the olos and the parrot. Rabbi Tarfon b'mikra be'echad ayamim lo'oso hakerem v'yashav loko me'oso matzimukim shenaflu v'achla. He was eating them. So the guy comes to the field. He sees this man who's taken from the field, and he thinks, "Oh, this is the ganav. This is the one of the listim." And he goes, and the Gemara says that he had heard of Rabbi Tarfon's name, but he had never seen him. So that's why he went there. And all of a sudden, he says, "So shall you v'ho'ahayu makiro elashama eshemo v'azmir." I love what happened. He jumped on him v'lachlo v'nasnu basak v'ratzbo al gabo kedei lashlicho nar. He threw him in a bag, and he is running with Rabbi Tarfon on his shoulder to throw him into the river. But Kasher Rabbi Tarfon is atzmo avun, and Rabbi Tarfon realized, "Oh my goodness, this is the end." Tzak, "Oy lucha Tarfon, shezeh hargecha." He says, "Oy Tarfon, what's going to be?" And all of a sudden, the guy's like, "Rabbi Tarfon, oh my gosh!" He says, "Rabbi Tarfon." So he opens the bag and he runs away. Runs away, and that's it. And the Gemara says, "Vayir Tarfon kol shar yamav mitztayer v'doiv me'oso hayom al mashiira lo shehitzel atzmo b'kavod haTorah." He says, "Look what I used Kavod HaTorah for, to save myself. I could have said, Rabbi Tarfon says, I had money. I could have said, I'll give you $1 million. I'll give you, just let me out. But I used my Torah for Kavod, to get ahead in life. I used my Torah, my Kavod Taraso." So Rabbi Tarfon says, "Oyvei, he was mitztayer kol yamav." That's the first story the Rambam quotes. Then the Rambam quotes the second story from Baba Basra Daf Ches, where Rebbe, in famine years, Bishnas Ravon, Va'amar, Kalarotza Lakala Mazona, Yavo Vihal Mazona. It was a famine, so he opened up his storehouses. Anybody who wants to get food. Ubitznai Shi'a Tamar Chacham. As long as he's a Tamar Chacham. And we're not going to analyze the story too much. There are a lot of problems with the story also. But that was, he opened up the storage house. Bar Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, a great Talmud of his, came, stood in front of him. V'loya Makiru. He didn't recognize him. Because he was dressed up, not as a Talmud Chacham. Amalo Parnaseini, Rebbe, give me some food. Amalo Be'ezek Vula Tabalimud. What Masechta you learning? Amalo Parnaseini, Kekelev, Ka'orev. Come on, give me food. Like a dog also gets food, and a raven. V'afilo lo lamati. Ki kemosh mefarnis Hashem chaye tzmeya v'uf tameh. Kach Parnaseini, Shem Amar is garua mehem. I'm no worse than an animal. So Nassan only gave him some. And then later in the day, Rebbe was upset that he had given him. That I gave an amaris from my nechasim. So Amalad, they said to him, maybe it was your Talmud that I dressed up, and he just didn't want to use the Kavod HaTorah in order to get ahead and to come there. So it comes out, and he chetz b'chachru matzu adavar kach. And he found that that was it, that he, even during Bishas Ravon, it was hungry, he didn't want to use his Kavod HaTorah in order to get ahead. Says the Rambam, those are the two stories in Shas that illustrate not using Kavod to get ahead. But this is exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Why Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim, he went through this whole thing that he used to be Mechabed, rich people, in order that he shouldn't get Kavod for his Torah, that he should get Kavod for his Ashiris. We'll just end off with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Chavtes, Midos Sheyargo Bohem Adam Es Atzmo. That's the title of the Sibin Chavtes. So the Kizr Shulchan Aruch says, Midas, so you got to accustom yourself with. So it says the Kizr Shulchan Aruch, Ach Agaiva hi Midah Ra Ma'od, V'asru Adladam Linog Ba'afilu Mu'at. Agaiva is terrible, right? The Rambam says, these are one of the two exceptions to the Shil Hazov, Gaiva and Kas, and Ilchus Deos. Those are the two exceptions to the middle path. And the Yagol Hazvo Liadam Shvel Ruach. You have to be Ma'od, Ma'od, have Shvel Ruach. Very humble and have humility. Ve'ech Tagol Hazvo Chalios. How do you do it? So hard. So he says, "Kol derecha yu benachas," like the Ramban in the letter. Rosh chakafuf einecha yabitu lamata. V'kol adam yehechashuv beinecha shu gadol mimcha. And everybody who comes in front of you, you should think of him as greater than you in some way. You could always figure something out and treat them as they're above you. But if you meet somebody who's more on the, higher on the totem pole in your office, it's easy because they're higher. Of course, you're going to treat them in a certain way because they're above. But the male guy who comes around with the male, somebody else, I'm going to treat him. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, every single person in life. Imu Talmud Chacham Yosef Mimcha. So obviously, he's a bigger Talmud Chacham. V'chein hu Ashir Mimcha. Gamkin Mechuyiv L'chabdo. Kidemat Sinu. Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. V'tachshov ki b'Hashem Yisbarach Nasan La'osher. Mistama Rohu L'kach. Right, of course, Baruch Hu gave him Osher. Must be okay. If he stole it, if he this, if he that. But if he made the money honestly, and so it must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have the Ashiris, and that's the Chida. The Chida says if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Shefa Bracha in terms of Ashiris on someone, so then he was at least the Klei Kibo of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to mechabit him for that. And he says, and that's why if he's Katan Mimcha, then you have to think that he knows less, and therefore you're held more accountable than him, and therefore you have to be mechabit. You can always have a svara why a person deserves your kavod. That's the Kesef Shulchan Aruch, but he quotes this Gemara of Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim and Rebbe Akiva Mechabed Ashirim. Okay, weiter. So that is all related to Ben Bunyas. That's Tfisas Yad. Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Kagon Yasei Shal Machresha. What does it mean that you should have Tfisas Yad? Not like Ben Bunyas, where you have like huge kalim and everything in the apartments, in the other houses that you own. But even if you have a Yasei Shal Machresha, which is a fancy part of the plowshare, which this was one of the examples of Muktzah Achmas Chesron Kis in Masech HaShabbos. But you know, that's what you need, and the Baal Bais needs to have in the house. Amar of Nachman, Tanad Vei Shmuel, an important limitation of what Tfisas Yad is. Davar hanito b'Shabbos, something that is not muksa, something that is movable on Shabbos, that is not called the Tfisas Yad by the Baal HaBayis, and therefore oser, that asers, therefore the areas, these apartments still need an Erev, because that's not called the Tfisas Yad, because it's movable. And what can happen if it's movable? We'll get to that in a second. Who's going to move it? Major machlokas. Davar she'eino nitol b'Shabbos, eino oser. Something that is not nitol on Shabbos, so then it's muksa, so then it doesn't aser. Two machlokas in before we get to the halacha l'maisa. Number one is, who are you worried about moving here? So Rashi says, davar hanitol b'Shabbos, eino tfisas yad v'oser. It's not called the tfisas yad of the asers. Di'ibayi shakil. If he wants, he might take it. V'shadi le'lavroyin. Throw it outside. What does Rashi seem to be talking about? The tenant. Not the mosque, not the Baal HaBayis. According to Rashi, seems to be the tenant. You look at the Rambam, you look at the tour, it sounds like the Baal HaBayis. He might remove his stuff. He might take his stuff out on Shabbos, and never you have to be worried. But the Bach says, what are you talking about? Look at Rashi. The Bach says, Rashi sounds like it's the Socher's issue. Therefore, the Bach is metame on the tour and the Rambam. The Pasha says, who's near this place on Shabbos? Let's say you have stuff that the Baal HaBayis put the stoves and ovens and other stuff in, or let's say non-muksa items, chairs and tables. It's a furnished apartment, then you move in, right? So then these are the stuff that belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So you're worried the Baal HaBayis is going to take it out? He's not there. He's somewhere else. So it's the Socher's issue, whether he's going to take it out or not. That's what the Bach says in Simin Shinayin. The Bach says, V'tema, diabo pi debala chazu yochol lotzi yimisham, mikal makam kivan te'in ha-sochrim, v'asholim rashim lotzi yimisham, havali tvisas yabribatim, v'nirin divrei rashi, alma de tali ha-isrim ha-hatim b'sholim b'sochrim. That's one machlokas. Is it totally on the Socher, is it totally on the Maske? Another machlokas on this Gemara. What about a klisha malachto le-isr? It's also very, that could be, right, staplers and other, and pens, and all kinds of scissors. So is that called inonital? Right, because we know, what's the halacha? Those could be moved, letzarach gufa, letzarach makomo. That's different than regular muksa. Right, it can be moved if you need the spot, or if you need to use it as a tar heter. So it's a major discussion, so this might, so that's a machlokas here. Rabbi Honasan says, it's not nechshav tfisas yad. Not nechshav tfisas yad. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. While the Miri is cholik, that it is nechshav tfisas yad. Again, this might be a fundamental machlokas. How do you view klishon lachto l'isser as compared to other mukses? We mentioned in Masechah Shabbos from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter always says that klishon lachto l'isser, you look in the Gemara, it was made at a different time in history than other mukses. Right, earlier mukses, Mukhem Achmas Gufa was from Shlomo HaMelech. Right, David HaMelech was Mukhem Achmas Gufa. Right, that was the Kikar Tinoch when David HaMelech died. Much later in history, they made klishon lachto l'isser. So that's not even muksa, Rav Shechter likes to say. He says it's Gzeirah of Tiltul Kalim. Right, no other muksa you can move l'sarach gufa l'sarach makomo haraya that reflects that this isn't muksa, right? What we call muksa. But again, so that maybe that's the issue here between these rishonim. How close is klishon lachto l'isser to the others, or it might be more of a practical issue. Lamaisa, is it movable? Forget the lamdas. Lamaisa is immovable. So Rabbi Yonasan says you can't move it unless for a certain need. So it's not called movable. Well, Miri says no. Lamaisa, you can move it. So either way, that might be the two machlokas rishonim. Klishon lachto l'isser and who's in charge of the moving it. So, and one other hosafa, the Shulchan Aruch here in the beginning of Shin Ayin, when he discusses this, also quotes the Tur and says, not only if something is muksa, but if something is very heavy and is not able to be moved, that also represents tfisas yad. Because that's also not going to be taken out on Shabbos. It's not a din of iser, sin of not being moved. So that is also a ha'ara. You put all this together, plus a lot of others, then you come to the machlokas between Rav Moshe and many of the other poskim. Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe holds in Aleph Kuf Mem Aleph, that if a balabayas, right, this is the apartment building issue. If a balabayas, or the hotel issue, right, hotels might have more akulas, but if a balabayas has stoves and ovens and other appliances, utilities, that he puts into the apartment, says Rav Moshe, that's a tfisas yad. That's tfisas yad. It's muksa, it's not movable, it's heavy. That's tfisas yad. You don't need an eruv, right? Because that's tfisas yad of the balabayas. That's it. That's what Rav Moshe's making. B'chlal, ain't ever no gelu. Shigam dvarim haschurim nechshav tfisas yad l'maskir. Well, we'll get to that in a second. He's already taken into account those who argue on him. If you look in many other posts, in the Chazon Ish, Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi, Shmir Shabbos quotes this in Perek Yud Zayin, Ha'ara Nuntes, that they all assume that, no, this isn't Tfisas Yad. Because what's Tfisas Yad? Like Rashi said on the Mishnah, if the Baal HaBayis retains rights in certain things, certain objects that he can remove when he wants, and he keeps it there, Malkom Latznia. What's going on here with all these utilities? That's part of the sale. That's part of the hiring. That's part of the renting. You rent out also the fridge and the furniture and the furnishings. That's not mine that I'm keeping in your rishus. That's yours. That's part of the renting. So that's not a tfisas yad. It's yours for the time. Just like I rented you the apartment, I rented you everything else in the apartment. So says the Shmir Shabbos. What's the whole svar of tfisas yad? That I'm still the owner and you're my guest. But if I give you if everything in here is yours, then that's it. That's it. It's yours. I'm not the owner anymore. So that's what many poskim, and it seems, I was trying to do some research, I didn't get to finish the research, but it seems like many would, like, at least in the bracha were machmir. So for both shittas. And that is, because many poskim argue with Moshe, we do put the Erev in the apartment, but somebody said that the minag, and I never lived in an apartment, so I'll do more research, the minag is though not to make a bracha on this Erev Chatzeris. Usually make a bracha on Erev Chatzeris, even according to the Ravid. The machlokas was the Erev Tchumen, but Erev Chatzeris was everybody agreed the Ravim and the Ravid. But because it's a machlokas, we assume you have to put it, like other poskim, but no bracha because of Moshe. But Moshe, at the end of the tshuva, takes into account the other shittas. He says, "Dugam dvar maschurim nechshav tfisas yad lamaskir. Da'afim tzorach rishus ayish lamaskir rishus shasocher mukhrech lahachus chevet asocher shal maskir." Could the socher, like Rashi said, could the socher throw this out? It's his. It's totally mine. I can throw it out onto the street. No, it's the balabayas's. So again, this is a major issue that one has to ask their posek if they happen to live in an apartment. What the issue is with an eruv? Okay, and again, hotels also is a. Shiloh, the hotel gives you the furnishings, but does it help? Like, here you have what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, added. What about if there's one dining room and there's one lobby and you're not there? The Shulchan Aruch says if you're not there for 30 days, you don't aser. So again, it's not, you have to put a lot of these ingredients together in order to get a psak about what to do if you're at a conference in a hotel and if you live in an apartment building, and all these things are important shilohs based on our sugya. Okay. Mishnah. Hamaniach base of a halach lishbos biracheres. We've had this mishnah a number of times. Let's say somebody, you're in a house. There are 10 houses in the chatzer, and one of the owners of the chatzer left for Shabbos. He went away for Shabbos. So this is what's called dira below bailam. So does dira below bailam, does that aser or not? So three-way machlokas. Echa nachri vechad yisrael hariza osa de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says aser is even yisrael aser because he holds dira below bailam shema dira. Rabbi Yehuda omer eno osa. Rabbi Yehuda says no, dira below bailam does not aser. Rabbi Yossi omer chilik. Rabbi Yossi says fundamentally dira below bailam does not aser, but nachri osa. Yisrael ain't no oser. Shein de'ach Yisrael avo b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says we have to be worried that the non-Jew is going to come back Shabbos afternoon. So you're right. Fundamentally, he doesn't oser, but he might come back, and therefore, because he might come back, you have to treat it be'iser. Rabbi Shimon omer. Rabbi Shimon adds a chiddush. Afilu hiniach beisov alach lishbos esol bita bosa ha'ir. Rabbi Shimon says even if the guy's in the same city, still, yeah, as long as he's Jewish. Rabbi Yehonasan adds on that he's not disagreeing with that, but even within a Jew leaving, even if he's in the same city, Eina Oso, he does not aser shekvar hisiyami libo. He's gone for Shabbos. When somebody goes away for Shabbos, he goes away for Shabbos. He's not coming back, and therefore, even in the same city, you would be allowed, his shus does not aser. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, halacha krep Shimon. The halacha is like krep Shimon, even in the same city. But vidafka bito. The Mishnah says, even if you go to your daughter, so when you dafka bita, only if you go to your daughter and your son-in-law's house. Aval b'no, but if you go to son and your daughter-in-law's house, slow. No. Why? Because Rashi explains, the Rishonim expand on it, that we're not worried that you're going to get into a fight and get upset and leave the house when it comes to your daughter and son-in-law, but with your son and daughter-in-law, you know, we're not so sure. Why? Because the Meiri explains, the davade dafka itzel bito she'eno yori mi baila sheha isha akeres habayis. Okay, if the husband, the son-in-law gets into a fight, the daughter will appeal. Come on, it's okay, and she'll have control. He says, but he's a no oser. He's not sure what the situation is going to be on Shabbos with the daughter-in-law. So and the son's not going to have any control. Right, so this is not a mother-in-law Gemara or a father-in-law Gemara, but it's a son and daughter-in-law Gemara. The Amri Inshi, as people say, Navach b'cha kalba ol, when a male dog barks at you ol, you can still go inside the house. Navach b'cha geryasa, when a female dog barks at you puk, you know, get out. There it's more dangerous, and we're worried about the machlokas that's going to happen. That's the Meiri, the chilek between a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law. The Ritva adds that it's a din in the daughter. All other relatives are like the son. I mean, it's only a daughter. We assume that if you went there for Shabbos, but because the daughter is going to have the special relationship, and she'll make everybody happy. But if you go to, let's say you go to cousins, says the Meir. If you go to anybody else, Shar Krovim, says the Ritva, Shar Krovim is all. It's all you have to assume that they might come back. Two other important points in the Rishonim here. The Meir quotes both of them. That is number one. What if he says I've gone away for all Shabbos? If he went to Stamah for the Shabbos the afternoon, fine. But at the Meiri says, if he went away for all Shabbos, you could assume no matter what that he's not coming back. And he says, Venira Lee, he says, even if he doesn't say anything, but if you see, he doesn't know, he has no Shabbos food in the house. Let's eat in Pachalas. So you see, he's not coming back. So he'll suffer it out. You know, he'll stay there. It'll be okay. So the Yira Likach, Atva Shebacholsha Noda Lanushlo Hechen Sarchishu the Shabbos Klal. That also works. That also works. What about, and this is a major machlokas, what about if somebody comes back on Shabbos? What if he comes back Shabbos afternoon? Does he aser? So we learned before, we have two models for this. We learned before, what if a goy comes back on Shabbos afternoon? He does aser. That's why he has to be worried. We learned before that if a new person comes on Shabbos, nitosvu diurin, hova hutra hutra. Once it's hutra on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't aser. So what about this person coming back? He lives here, but now he's coming back. So that's a major machlokas. The Meiri quotes two deos, the Ritva quotes two deos. Do you say this guy is panim chadashas balakan? He went away for Shabbos. He's not here, so what? He has a house here. But he comes back, he's viewed as a new person. He doesn't aser. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins were makel. Or do you say, no, what do you mean? He lives here. He's retracting, just like you could retract, but you're bevata, you're a shus, and you could retract. So too, you can retract here. So that's what he said. V'yesha amim shu osa misha shachazar. Mivim raya, from a non-Jew. And then some say, no, the opposite. Eino oser, because it's like a new diurin. So those are the two models, and this is the machlokas. What do you say here? Avodeshim inastam yisim libo ein zachazar aso chazar lesar. Shekaz achazar, but l'shedirasam but l'meikara. V'dirazu panam chadashas ba'alakan. For that's reason, it will be ikar, etc. That is the 2 days in the Meiri, and the Shulchan Aruch is makel in this regard. Okay. Next, Bar. Okay, so that was the difference for today a little bit. Now I get back a little bit to what we have been talking about. Bar shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a bar, now you need a picture book a little bit. If you have it, the bar between two chatzeros. So you have a bar between two. Picture 291, page 97. You have a bar between two chatzeros. So half the bar is in one chatzer, half the bar is in the other chatzer. You have a wall going straight across, like the chatzer, the wall goes straight across, but you have this pit that's under it. The question is, this pit is used by, the water is used by both, and generally, says the Mishnah, ein mamalim menu b'Shabbos. You can't use this on Shabbos, because this water area is shutfis, and also you're worried that you're going to take some water from the other side. So what's the only way that you're allowed to use this? Ela imkein asun l'mechitza gavo asara tefachim. If you make a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, so then that is a symbolic wall and will hold the halacha pi mechitza yorid v'sosim. It's as if the wall goes down, and therefore you'll be able to use the water. Where is this wall made? This mechitza gavo asara tefachim. Bein melamata bein mitoch agno. Whether it's below, we'll see what below means in the Gemara, or Bei Mitoch Avno, whether it's under the rim of the height of the hole. Again, we'll see what that means. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Beis Shammai Omer Milamata, Beis Hillel Omer Milamata. You don't have a choice, but it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What Milamata and Milamala? Again, we don't know what those words mean yet. Reb Yehuda, Lo Tei Mechitza Gedola Min HaKosa Sheminayim. Reb Yehuda says, what do you mean? There's already a wall there that separates the Mechitza, that separates the Chatzeros. So that's it. That's good enough. You don't need anything else. The mechitza shouldn't be greater. Your new mechitza won't be greater than a wall between them. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need anything else. Amar Rav Huna, lamata lamata mamish lamala mala mamish v'zeh v'zeh babor. Rav Huna says, what does lamata and lamala mean? So if you want to look at the next picture, picture 292. Lamata and lamala are both referring to within the bar on top of the water. Lamata means, you see where Lamata, where they have for Beis Shammai, because that's what Beis Shammai is going to be saying, Lamata, where you have a mechitza that's on the edge of the water in the hole, but it's like on top of the, it doesn't have to go into the water, but it has to touch the top of the water. How it's there, it doesn't really say in the picture, if it's floating, but then maybe you put a string or something. But either way, Lamata means in the bar on top of the water. Lamala means in the bar just on top of the pit, even further away from the water. That's what Rav Huna says, that Lamata, Lamata, Mamish, Lamala, Lamala, Mamish, Vezeb, Vezeb, Bar, and they're both in the pit. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, no, what does it mean? Lamata, Lamata, Min Amayim. Rav Yehuda says, Lamata means in the water, from the ground up. In the water, lamala lamala namayim, and lamala means what you said lamata meant before. Reb Yehuda's lamala is Reb Huna's lamata, so that is lamala. That's the picture. Lamata is all the way in the water. Lamala is up above. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan La Abaya Hada Amar Reb Yehuda lamata lamata min amayim. So Rav Chanan is Abaya on Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, who said lamata means all the way inside the water. So Maisha lamata mamish delo. Why did Reb Yehuda say he did not believe in lamata mamish? Why can't it be lamata mamish, meaning which is above the water, da arivi maya? Why isn't that good enough? Because the water mixes in, meaning it goes straight across. All the water is mixed up. If it's lamata mamish, meaning what's lamata mamish? It's above the water, right just above the water. Why is that no good? Because the water is going to is ma'urav. So lamata mamayim nami arivi maya. So if you put it all the way deep down in the water, the water is going to go across it, up above. So Amar Lei, no. Lo shami lechahadam Rav Yehuda Marav. Didn't you hear Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Umatuba Mishum Rav Chia, and some bring it in the name of Rav Chia? So actually, Yira Roshan Shalchan Lamalam Nemayim Tefach. No, when he says Lamata in the water, it's got to stick above the water a little bit, right? In picture 294, that's what he means. It's got to start from the bottom but go all the way up. So it is a type of symbolic separation in the water itself. Vesu, and what about the other part of Rav Yehuda? The same issue. Hada Amar Rav Yehuda Lamala Malam and Hamayim. That which Rav Yehuda says Lamala is Lamala and Hamayim, just above the water. Maishna Lamala Mamish Delo. Why does he say Lamala Mamish doesn't work? What's Lamala Mamish? All the way at the top of the pit. Why doesn't that work? Delo Da Arivi Maya. Because again, water is mixed in, so therefore this isn't a good symbolic wall. Lamala and Hamayim Nami Arivi Maya. So if it's just above the water, it's also no good. So Amalei Lo Shamil Chahadatani Yaakov Karni Chaa Tzorach Sheishka Rashi Karni B'Mayim Tefach. Didn't you hear that if it's above, it's got to stick in the water a little bit? Again, so Shita's Rav Yehuda is that both from above and both from below, it has to at least stick in the wall, the water at Tefach, and therefore that's the symbolic mechitza in order to separate between these two chatzeros. That is Rav Yehuda. The Elaha, but we're going to bring the following brisa, which in five lines, yeah. This is all in addition to the wall that goes across on top. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says the wall that goes across on top is okay, but that is Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, but now we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. So everybody, the Tana Kama in the Mishnah says that no, you need extra. You need extra. The mechitza that goes across on top is not good enough. Ela Hoda Am Rabbi Yehuda, but we have another brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said, which ultimately is going to be a raya to Rav Huna and a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr of Yehuda, Kora Arba Materes Bechurva. Rav Yehuda says, of Kora, that's four tzvachim wide, is mater in a churva. Churva, remember we had, let's say, a dilapidated house without a roof. And says Rav Yehuda, if you put a board that's four tzvachim wide going across the top, you're allowed to carry under that board. Because you say, Pi Mechitzas Yorid Besosim, as long as it's four tzvachim wide, so then you're allowed to carry underneath it. That's a Kora Arba Materes Bechurva. Rav Nachman Amr Arba Baravua, another Halacha, Korah Arba Materes B'mayim. A Korah that's four wide is Matir B'mayim also. If you look in picture 295, right, picture 95, so that a Korah, in our case, you don't need anything in the ditch going up a Mechitza, but you just have a board horizontal across over the top of the ditch, four Tvachim over, so then that also works. Ask the Gemara, Haka Azli Dlili Dach Gisu Maisi. Why does that work? When you throw your pail into the ditch to get the water, your pail is going to go to the other side. And therefore, it's going to be a hotzah issue. It's going to be a problem. Right? So that if you just have this, if you have a mechitz in the middle, so then maybe there'll be a hecker, you'll realize you'll keep it on this side. But here, it's just on top, so you're going to throw it down, it's going to go to the other side. So, answers the Rabbanon, answers the Gemara, Kim luhul Rabbanon, de'ein zli mahalach yosem meir batzvachim. No, we know that people don't throw four tzvachim horizontally across their pails. Right, more than that is difficult. We had yesterday. That was the Tashmish Ayde Avir. It's hard to go throw four across, right? That's called Zrika. And therefore, it's going to be difficult. Different people are going to use that. So if it's four tefachim wide, so it's not only that you're creating something underneath, but you're not going to be able to throw the pail to the other side. So Gemara says, one sec. So Tachas Koremiya Harivi Maya. At least under the board, you have to be worried. Because under the board, it's mixed in, and that belongs to both. So Gemara says, Ella, so why does this work? It's a special din, it's a mechitza tluya. Ela mishum dekalush yikilu chachamah b'mayim. It's a special kula, chachamah were makel by water, as we've had before. Kedamah minei Rebbe Tavla mirav. As Rebbe Tavla asked Rav, mechitza tluya ma'ashinat b'churva. Are you allowed to use a mechitza tluya? A hanging mechitza that doesn't go all the way down. Amrlei ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim. We reject Rabbi Yehuda, we only agree with Rav Huna, that only works here by mayim, even though it's tluya and water gets mixed in under, and if it's on the ground, it would not work, but only by mayim it works. We allow it, just like we had in the past yesterday and 2 days ago, where you have that porch above the water and you build this mechitza that's hanging underneath. That's the mechitza tluya. You allow that over water. So Rashi says on the fourth line, V'lesa l'drav Yehuda, elika drav Huna. Right, so this proves against Rav Yehuda and like Rav Huna, the Beis Hillel, the Malam Amish Kamri. Right, so you can have a mechitza tluya, which was how Rav Huna learns Beis Hillel. What was Malam Amish all the way on top of the bar. Here it says mechitza tluya is allowed by mayim, and that proves against Rav Yehuda, who says it's not allowed, right? Because he said it has to be in the water, either from above or from below. So here, the fact that we say mechitza tluya is allowed, that proves like Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. Period. Two dots. Rav Yehuda lo tei mechitza. Rav Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah was that you don't need anything extra. Just have the mechitza of the chatzir that goes across. Amar Rav Barachana, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda b'shitas Rav Yosi Amra. There must be a link in the Havamina of the Gemara between this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Da Amar Mechitza Tluya Materes Afilu Bayabasha. Rabbi Yosi argues on what we just said. Rabbi Yosi says that a Mechitza Tluya can be used even on dry land. He doesn't care about Bekiyas Gedim, the fact that animals could get through under. Mechitza Tluya is even okay on dry land. So the Gemara is assuming at this point that's also the basis for Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when you have this Mechitza across the Chatzer, that was originally, again, you might not have put these two Shitas together, but the Gemara is assuming you put them together. How is Rabbi Yehuda proving that in our Mishnah? Because this Mechitza originally was made for the Chatzer. It was made for the Yabasha. Right? It's made for the Chatzer. It happens to go across a bar too. But it was made for the Yabasha. So this is a Mechitza Tluya in certain spots that you're using for Yabasha. And therefore it must be that the two are connected. Again, these are two Shitas. If you think about them a little closely, we're going to reject the connection in the end anyway. But at least in the Havamina, the Gemara is saying these two Shitas seem to be connected. Ditznan, where does Rabbi Yosi say his Shita that a Mechitza Tluya is allowed even on dry land? HaMishnah in Sukkah, HaMishashal Tfanos Milamala Lamata. If you hang walls down from above to below, Bizmashik Bozman Arzgim Tfachim, if they are more than three Tfachim above the Grand Psula, because there's no lobbed there, and you can't have a mechitza tluya. Mimata lamala, if you're going from the ground up, im gvoz yitzvachim kshera. As long as they're 10 tvachim high, they are kosher, even if they don't reach the schach, because Halach Moshe Messina that you're allowed to have at least 10 tefachim, and even if the schach had airspace above. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no, it works both ways. Kishem shemilamata lamala asara, kachman lamalamata asara, even above to below, as long as they're 10 tefachim long, even if there are more than 3 tefachim above the ground, it's still okay. So we're connecting Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and Shitas Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah. Says the Gemara Velohi, maybe you can't compare. Lo Rabbi Yehuda Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Yossi Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe each one will be limited in their respective context. Rabbi Yehuda Lo Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda over here would not hold like Rabbi Yossi, Adkan Lakam Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda allow it here, Elabe Rubi Chatziris Drabanan. When would he allow Mechisa Tluya on Yabasha, Bayer Chatziris, which is a Drabanan, world of Drabanan, Aval Sukkah Daraisa Lo. But Sukkah, Mitzvah Daraisa needs at least two walls. So two and a little bit. So for that, he wouldn't ever say Yeshita for a Daraisa requirement. Again, we've had lumdis in the past between also Erev Chatziris and a Mechitza and a Sukkah. Whether you're creating, there was the Reb Chaim about Hekef Makom versus Din Mechitza. You also might be Mechalik fundamentally between these two Musagim. But even just Daraisa Darabanan, you can be Mechalik. For Lo Rabbi Yossi, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi also does not have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I can look at Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi say over there that it's allowed Ela B'Sukkah to Isser Asehu? Sukkah is an Isser Aseh. There's no Isser Lav to not eat in the Sukkah, right? We know there are different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs asay, there are mitzvahs los asay. You mitzvah to do something, mitzvah not to do something. If you don't do a mitzvah asay, so sometimes that's called a bittul asay, sometimes it's called the isser asay. So there are different categories, not for us now. But at most, not eating in the Sukkah, there's no los asay, you don't get malchus for that. It's an isser asay. So you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. There's no karban, right? The Gemara in Tzvachim said that you bring a karban ola for a bittul asay. But that's called the Nola is really a present, the Doron. Really, maker, then you don't have to bring a carbon for an Isser Aseh. It's a lower level. Aval Shabbos is your Skilu. But Shabbos, which the world of Shabbos is, has to do with Skila. Obviously, Lamaisa, we're talking about Isser Drabanan here. So it's not an actual Skila. But at least the context is related to an Isser Skila, Lo Amar. So maybe he wouldn't allow it there. So that's where Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are different Shitas. They don't have to hold of each other. The Yim Tomar, Osa Maisa Shasa B'Tzipori, Api Minaseh. And if you're going to ask me, there was a story in Tzipori where they used the Mechitza Tluya on dry land. Who was that like? Who did they follow? Lo Api Rabbi Yossi. They couldn't have been Rabbi Yossi, who was the Rav Mar D'Asra of Tzipori, because he had already died. So who was it? It must have been his son. El Api Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Nasa. It must have been the Pesach of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi. What's the story? The Chiyasa Rav Dimi. Amar Pamacha Shachachu. Vlo Hiviu Sefer Torah Mibod Yom. One time they forgot to bring a Sefer Torah, right, from beforehand. They need a Sefer Torah. Oh, this Shabbos, we need 3 Sefer Torah. They forgot to bring a Sefer Torah beforehand. So what they do? And they had to go through a chatzar that was not Me'urav. So Lachmachar Parsu Satan Al Ha'amudim. So the next day, they spread out sheets. There was some pegs in the ground next to a wall. So they put a sheet on the pegs. They're created, therefore, this little hallway in order to bring the Sefer Torah. They view Sefer Torah of a Karubo. And they brought the Sefer Torah, and they read in it. And therefore, you see, that's a Mechitza Tluya. That was a Mechitza Tluya. You see, they used it on dry land. So you say, who must have been the Mar D'Asra? It must have been Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yishmael. Parsu L'chadchila Mishari, asked the Gemara, can you put it out L'chadchila? Remember, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, but everybody agreed that you're not allowed to make an Oel Arai, a temporary Oel on Shabbos. So what would they do here? Ela Masu Sadin and Prusim Alamudim. They didn't do it. They found it was already made. They have used Sefer Torah of a Karubo. So that's how they were able to use the Sefer Torah. Shtu Ha'aris, Asiyos Oel Arai, we've discussed in the past a little bit, but this has to do with the issue with umbrellas a little bit, the issue with having kids put blankets and stuff over chairs with there's a tefach underneath. Different ways, how do you do that? Creating any type of ohel on Shabbos is related to this. Vasiyas ohel. You have to know how to do it in the mutter way, if it's mutter. A. B, the second issue that's touched on in this Gemara is the issue of moving a Sefer Torah, which is a whole separate issue. When are you allowed to move a Sefer Torah? What's a tzorich for moving a Sefer Torah? We really try to be very minimal in terms of moving a Sefer Torah, unless there's a real tzorich. There is a Mesorah that's quoted. Nobody's really sure of the source of this, and that is for a Beis Avil. Beis Avil, you have to have 3 times. So nobody's really sure where that comes from. What, 3 times? What's a chazakah? What are you creating? Chazakah is like you're creating a chazakah, an assumption of something that's going to happen. Where does 3 times? 3 times come from? It's a very late minug. That is the minug of many places, but other poskim say there's no basis for this, and therefore even 1 time you're moving it with tzarech so that you can have a minyan there. So therefore you can have a minyan. Again, the Shulchan Aruch talks about people in jail. You're not supposed to take Sefer Torah to people in jail because it's one person. Maybe Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas atzibur, not a chovas ayachid. Also a major issue. But either way, this the Gemara relates to those two. This little story. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, we'll. We'll talk more about it. Relates to the issue of Asiyas Oel Arai and Hotzah Sefer Torah Litzorech Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we'll stop here. And Tumshim was Zecher Nishmas Klonimus Ben Yosef Tzvi. Monday is the Sunday schedule. So Monday's Shir is at 7:10. Shir is at Sunday and Monday next week. Shir is at 7:10, and davening is at 8:00. Also, next Tuesday there's not going to be a Shir Tuesday night because I have a wedding. Doing a wedding on Tuesday night, but Rabbi Frand is speaking in DRS at 9:00. So, but kvodo ba'atzmo, not on the video. So that's everybody could feel free to go there. Yeah.
So I'm confused.